that are there. They're huge trees now, but I put them out. When we went there, the lot is 90 by 134 feet, so you know it's not a little bitty lot. Will you see if it's Judy, please? I believe you can get there quicker than I can. Judy?
You and Mrs. Miller.
Judy? Come in. Come in. Here. Come in. Oh, she come to bring the mail?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was it?
The lady who works at the desk.
Okay.
I'm not sure what her name
okay,
is.
Okay, well, that's all right. Okay. Excuse me. Well, let's see, what was I telling you now? Oh, yes, I tell you about the lot. When we went started out there, the weeds were higher in my head when we bought the lot. And so I put those trees out. Now, my husband certainly did his part, but I was at home and was interested in my home. And I saw that the putting out everything that's there, and there's some good sized trees there now, two fine pecan trees. And then some large hackberries that's been trimmed back many times. But you know, over a period of 50 years, they can do lots. Now then, about my old homestead.
You wanted to tell
they,
me that was
burglarized. After I lost my last brother. Well, after we lost first mother, my mother and father and those two brothers and sister, two brothers continued to live there. And then as they passed out along, that left the one brother. And he stayed at the old homestead as long as he could. And he then came. He would never let us say he lived with us. He just stayed with us. He did. But he couldn't give up that old homestead. He loved it. And he just still wanted you to say that was his home. Well, for 12 years after we lost the other brother, why, the old home was just out there. The one anyone ever lived in it. We didn't rent the farm. We kept that home with the furniture and all in it, just like we were reared. But about 2 years after he died, why, I was called late one afternoon and asked if I'd sold any of the furniture at the old home. I says, no, I don't want to. I want to leave it like it, we all had it. Well, they says it's not there now. Says it's really tumbled. Well, it was getting late in the afternoon, and my husband and I went out, and we had this couple to meet us there. And they'd taken everything that was worthwhile and, of course, left me the refusal. They got the fine wardrobe, had the plate glass mirrors the length of the doors, and chiffon robes,